question was asked, when we speak about a third temple, is our expectation that the edifice that's there will be demolished and we will build in its place a third temple or something else? And we are taught that there are two ways in which the redemption can come. There's one which is a temple will come down from heaven. That's one description of what would happen. And there's another which is we'll build it from the ground up. If we're supposed to build it from the ground up, then we'll have to remove that. In the book of Daniel, he speaks about our holiest place being taken over and shikutz shomim. He speaks about the time being from when they put something defiled up there and our temple is desolate. Daniel, when he describes the time to redemption, that's the way he describes the date, the starting point of the date, the starting point of the count, which according to some commentaries is from when they built that. There is that expectation, either that from above, Hashem will bring a Beit HaMikdash that'll land on it, or I guess bury it, whatever, or or if we are expected to build the third Beit HaMikdash, then we have to remove it and then build the Beit HaMikdash. We are given two options as to how it will play itself out. Hopefully, if we live up to our responsibilities, then that's what's going to happen.